Time now for the happy headline of the day, brought to you by United Federal Credit Union. Because I'm happy.
Celebrating a birthday can be a little bit difficult this time, but Jody Smith wanted to celebrate his son Brandon's 12th birthday in a really fun but safe way. So Jody sent a message on Twitter asking people to check in with their birthday greetings. And here's the thing. Brandon is a big fan of geography, so the idea was to put a pin on a map from everyone who responded. So Jody thought maybe 50 to 100 replies at most, and that would be pretty good. But that was before that request blew up with thousands upon thousands of people using Twitter to wish Brandon a happy birthday. People wrote in from everywhere, from France, India, New Zealand, Norway. Even dogs said cheerio from Wales, and they wished him a happy birthday. There was even a greeting from a sloth in Panama.
Oh, wow. Big party here.
Brandon's birthday wasn't celebrated in just a normal way with friends around at a party. He definitely didn't feel alone in any way. So that's a pretty great way to celebrate your birthday. And I think he's going to need some more pins to put on that map. I think he's going to have to order some more online so they can fit all of those birthday greetings on the map.
That's so cool, though. I mean, it's a bummer that so many people, like, I just had a friend recently that celebrated her 30th birthday over, like, a Zoom chat, which is cool. But obviously, everybody wants to do these big celebrations to celebrate their day or whatever celebration they're going to do. So it's really cool that people are finding cool alternate ways to make these things happen. And it's clearly making a lot of people happy when they are able to have these celebrations.
And a happy belated birthday to Brandon. We didn't get our birthday greeting in time, so we're saying happy birthday now. But if you know great things happening like that, just go to our website, 983thecoast.com. Send us your happy headline so it could be the next happy headline coming up on Monday.